A little girl laid dying, her face so pale and white. She said, "Daddy, don't scold Mommy for not being here tonight. I guess that she'll be mad at me for leaving her this way. But I hear Jesus calling, so I must go away. Tonight, my baby's dying, and Lord, I don't think I can stand the pain. How can I ever face tomorrow and not hold my baby again?" As I watched her, she smiled and whispered, "Daddy, hold my hand and try to explain to Mommy so that she'll understand. For we both know she drinks a lot, and I guess that's what makes her that way. But sometimes she was good to me when you'd hide the bottle away. And Mommy doesn't really mean the things she says to me, but the whiskey she drinks makes her think a lot about the way things used to be. She said, 'Daddy, do you see that angel? She's waiting with open arms. She'll take me home to Jesus, where I'll be safe from harm.' As I look back over the happiness of days that now are gone, I wonder just how many children are the victims of a broken home. For we used to have a happy home, my wife, my child, and me. We had great plans for the future. My world surrounded us three. But then she started drinking and just couldn't leave it alone. She brought shame upon our marriage and pity upon our home. A little girl laid dying, her face so pale and white. She said, 'Daddy, don't scold Mommy for not being here tonight. I guess that she'll be mad at me for leaving her this way. But I hear Jesus calling, so I must go away.'"